I want to talk about the rookies. And where do the rookies play? Well, there's a lot of showcases. Sometimes they do these off-season runs and pro run workouts and things like that. But the showcase for all of these rookies to show off what they can do and play their best type of basketball and showcase it to the NBA is Summer League. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about right now with the New York Knicks and Summer League. The Knicks Summer League roster and schedule has been revealed. I don't know if you guys have seen the schedule as of yet or understand when the Knicks are going to be playing Summer League basketball, but I'm happy to give you that information right now. So shout out to New York Basketball on the App X and, of course, the New York Knicks for giving us this basketball schedule for the 2024 NBA Summer League schedule for the Knicks. As you can see here, on July 13th, the Knicks will be taking on the Hornets on ESPN2 at 5 p.m. Then July 16th, the Nets, the people that did us the best favor than anybody else could ever think of this offseason by giving us Mikal Bridges, we'll be seeing them and laughing a little bit at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time on NBA TV on July 16th. Then we have the Kings on July 17th at 3:30 p.m. That's also on NBA TV. And then we're at the Pistons at July 19th on 7 p.m. on ESPN. We'll also have an additional game as well, too, but that's still to be announced. But again, for the Summer League, this is your schedule. The next thing that always comes up is, after you hear about the schedule, well, that's great, but what rookies are going to play? Well, the obvious rookies are going to be Tyler Kolek, Pacome Dadier, Ariel Huckaport. Those are the definitely players they're going to play. Kevin McCullough Jr., he's definitely going to be playing in Summer League. But what other players are going to make the Summer League roster? Shout out to Knicks Muse on the App X for giving us the following information. The Knicks Summer League info. We just reviewed the dates. Regarding the players and current roster thus far, here are the players. Pacome Dadier, Tyler Kolek, Kevin McCullough Jr., Ariel Huckaporty, Alex O'Connell, and Semkelo Sealy. As for the Knicks draft and stash pick, Rokas Jokubaitis, he is not going to the Olympics. Lithuania lost to Puerto Rico 79-68 in the qualifier. During that game, Rokas has 16 points in 22 minutes, 5 of 7 from the field, 2 of 3 from the 3-point line, and 3 assists. Because of this, he is absolutely going to be on the Knicks Summer League roster. So you can pencil him in joining the Knicks. If he does well in Summer League, that could go a long way in getting him a roster spot on this Knicks team. So right now, the year for Jokubaitis to join the Knicks, if he was ever going to do it, is really going to be this year. And if he shows out, he will be extended a training camp contract, and that's where he's possibly going to show out and hopefully make the team. He's been a draft and stash for so many years. I'm sure he's tired of it. I'm sure he wants to play in the NBA. He wants that NBA level money. Now is the time to do it. The players that we are going to see are going to be explosive. Now we can talk about Ariel Huckaporty. We can talk about Kevin McCullough Jr. And we will talk about Kevin McCullough Jr. in a little bit. But before we get there, if you're asking me, what potential player do you think on the Knicks Summer League roster is going to go off, is going to have a great Summer League, is going to be one of the best Summer League prospects of the entire session that they have in Vegas? For me, that's Tyler Kolek. Tyler Kolek is ready to play NBA basketball right now. The way he scores, the way he plays, the way he hustles, the way he can get inside and outside the paint at will, the way he can score on anybody at will, and how explosive he is. That three ball looks so smooth leaving his hands. You can tell he's put in the work, he's practiced, and now he is here. I'm not saying that all the other Knick rookies that are going to play are going to have bad years, they're not going to do well, or they're not going to show up. They are definitely going to play well. I think the entire Knick Summer League roster is going to be very stacked with a lot of talent that can show out and make sure they have a point to prove as well, too. Because some of these guys fell to the second round, and they should have been first-round picks. Tyler Kolek was one of them, and I'm sure he's a little bit pissed off about that, and he has a chip on his shoulder. And you know me, I love players on this Knicks team that love to play basketball, play hard, but also have chips on their shoulder. And the way he plays offense, especially the way he takes contact in the paint, is a lot like the way Jalen Brunson does it. And if you heard Tyler Kolek talking about players that he watches, games that he tries to emulate, he talked about it and he said, Jalen Brunson is a player that he watches and looks at in terms of players that he looks to emulate, moves off of, how he takes contact, things like that. And if you look at Kolek and his game, it looks a little bit like Brunson, especially when he's inside the paint. He takes that contact, steps a little bit with a couple extra steps, and makes the and one because he knows how to score on every level. Me, for me, and if you're asking what potential player is going to go off in Summer League, if you had to make a bet, I would put all my money on Tyler Kolek. He's likely going to have an amazing Summer League. He is going to go off. He's going to be a must-see player when the Knicks are actually playing those games. Weight loss, health, and diet. Don't forget, NBA getting new money. New money in the bag. You're right. They about to get a lot of new money. So the contracts, all going to go up. TV deals, all going to go up. I'm sure everybody saw that contract that NBA signed with Amazon, right? And NBC, that's a lot of money. Players about to get paid even more than before. Role players that used to think $10 million were a lot are going to start thinking that $20 million are not a lot because that's what we're talking about. NBA landscape is changing, ladies and gentlemen. Good comment. Strong Island Bomber says, I know Leon is trying to lower some of that cap. Is that still the case? Absolutely is. Brock Aller, I think we have to give all that credit to. He is a financial demon. Money is absolutely the number one thing on their mind, at least one of them. They want to remain flexible as possible. And they also understand that while this Knicks team is good, they can still get better and still add talent. And that talent is going to be who's available. If nobody's available right now that they want or they can't get, they can hold on, be patient, and wait to see if that player eventually becomes available and they can get him. A very good comment. Let's see. Tommy Gunn says, get Kessler for Deuce and picks. Just have Kolek back up Brunson. Here's the thing. I want to mention this, and I'm glad you said that, Tommy. I'm so glad you said that. For me, Kolek is good, and I think he is going to be a baller in Summer League. I think he's going to go off. Don't get me wrong with that. But if we're being real here, Deuce McBride has the experience. And if you're Tom Thibodeau and you're going to run a 9-10 man rotation, I can see it in my head right now. It's going to be Deuce over Kolek. And that's not a knock to Kolek. It's just to say Deuce has improved his game too. Deuce has got better as well too. Deuce improved almost better than anybody did in the playoffs, especially off the bench. I think a lot of us forget how good Deuce actually was and the fact that he's still young, he can still improve and he can still grow. And he's doing this under Tom Thibodeau, proving that narrative that rookies can't improve, can't grow, can't get a solidified spot on the roster. He's proving all of that wrong. Because look at what's happening right now. And he's on a very low-cost contract. I don't think the Knicks would just go ahead and trade him for nothing. Kessler can be gotten, I believe, with just picks. Because Utah has no need for Deuce. But what they do have need for is picks. If you enjoyed these clips from the live show, be sure to subscribe to the channel and have notifications turned on so you don't miss any new episodes or when we go live. Thanks for watching, Knicks fans, and until next time, peace.